Yeah. Remember these immortal words. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys. I'm different.
I mean, some people remember where they were when Kennedy was shot, and some saddos in 1983 remember where they were when the Thriller video was on just after midnight on Channel 4.
Oh, I saw the video and everything. I was there.
Me and the girlfriend parked ourselves, like a lot of other people, in front of the TV. You know, got the pizza and wine in, took the phone off the hook, and waited for it. You know, couldn't wait for it. What was it going to be like? You know.
I didn't see. We're out of gas.
So, what are we going to do now?
It was shot like a little mini film. I've never seen anything like it. The ultimate conceptual video with dialogue in.
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you.
I thought I could exploit Michael's celebrity, being the biggest star in the world at that moment, and bring back the theatrical short. Michael basically had seen American Werewolf in London and wanted to turn into a monster. That was his request.
I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
You know, I'm not like all the other guys. I'm different. Never a true word spoken.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
There was something genuinely sinister when he said, I'm not like other guys. You just thought, no, you're really not, are you?
Here. He came out at cinema with this girl he'd picked up, and then he went down the road. It's close to midnight.
Something evil lurking in the door.
Oh, I'm a very big Michael Jackson fan. I was very nervous, but I was trying to stay very calm. If you read my Playboy issue, it states on there who's your favorite entertainer, and I have listed Michael as my favorite entertainer. So I was pretty stoked when I got it, when I got the job.
That was my biggest thing, was to give Michael some sex. Michael was always a non-threatening presence before, and I really felt there has to be some sexual tension.
It was the first time you saw Michael Jackson with a girl, and there was a good chemistry between them.
When they told me I had to kiss Michael, they didn't say, you know, where. You know, now that I think about it, I should have probably planted him one right on the lips there, but I was young back then, didn't know what I was doing. I think I probably would have did a lot of things differently. No, I'm just teasing.
He was a good-looking boy then, wasn't he? I mean, he seemed sort of relatively normal then as well. Why did he keep going back to the plastic surgeon? Because he looked really good at that time.